Paris Dennard, Donald Trump Embraced the Black Community. By Robert Krajicek on December 19, 2019. President Donald Trump has embraced the Black community. Paris Dennard, member of President Donald Trump's Commission on White House Fellows, said in a Wednesday interview on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Tonight with hosts Rebecca Mansour and Joe Polak. Polak invited Dennard's comments on Wednesday's passage of articles of impeachment in the House of Representatives. Dennard said, "My raw reaction is that it changes absolutely nothing. When they wake up in the morning, the president is still going to be the president. 2 days from now, 2 months from now, a year from now, and 4 years later, he's still going to be the president of the United States of America. This is going to backfire. Listen." Dennard added, "The juxtaposition between the House voting to impeach the president on two bogus articles of impeachment that got zero support from the Republicans, and actually two Democrats defected and voted against it on the first article, and three Democrats defected and voted against it on the second article of impeachment, and the president at a sold-out, packed-out rally of supporters in Michigan, a battleground state, where he should not have done so well in and should not continue to do so well in. But he is, and he's standing there talking about his support for historically black colleges and universities and about a bill that he's going to sign to give $2.55 billion over 10 years to support HBCUs, historically black colleges and universities, and other minority-serving institutions, a promise he made day one of being president. These are the facts of impeachment. The president, this week alone, had such a successful legislative victory. And he's doing so many positive things that this impeachment vote along party lines is not going to impact his trajectory and the momentum that he has from a political standpoint. Support from the base, support from independents. Support, quite frankly, from Democrats who are fed up with this witch hunt. And the financial support that he's received from the RNC, Republican National Committee, and the campaign in terms of people supporting him. This means nothing." Polak joked, "He's judged by a different set of rules. He's punished for crimes that don't exist and that he didn't commit. He's targeted for who he is and what he's done. And no matter how much he does, no matter how much success he enjoys, nobody gives him credit. Is Donald Trump the second black president of the United States?" Dennard replied, "In terms of his actual having policies that are supporting the black community, he's the blackest as they come because this man has embraced the black community and actually has had pointed policies that are positively impacting my community like never before. Be it criminal justice reform, be it support for HBCUs, be it the new kidney executive order. The issue of kidney health and needing dialysis and needing transplants and things of that nature. African Americans are one of the highest on that list for needing transplants," added Dennard. "The president has put forth an executive order that's going to dramatically change that and increase the number of donors eligible to receive transplants and make it more affordable. It's remarkable what he is doing for the black community, and he doesn't get credit for it. Relative to the broader American population, blacks are disproportionately in need of kidney transplants," added Dennard. "The largest minority group in need of organ transplants are African Americans," Dennard noted. "We make only 13% of the population, but represent about a third of the candidates on the wait list for kidneys. And so the supply of kidneys for transplants will help the black community tremendously." Dennard remarked, "The reason why they label him a racist is because when you see the momentum and impact that he's having in the black community, they have to change the narrative. Neither abuse of power nor obstruction of Congress are crimes with applicable U.S. statutes," observed Dennard. "When you look at the articles of impeachment, abuse of power and obstruction of Congress, there is no applicable U.S. code to these things," Dennard stated. "This is the first president to be impeached without committing a crime. The American people are going to look at it and think, what law did he break? What was the high crime? What was the misdemeanor? Democrats' impeachment push will damage Democrats' political fortunes," estimated Dennard. "I think this impeachment was an overreach, and I think they did not learn the lessons of Bill Clinton and his popularity and his poll numbers when he was impeached and what happened to the Republicans in terms of their electability for a lot of those House members the next election term," recalled Dennard. "They lost seats. They lost the House. And I think Speaker Pelosi is headed for the same fate. Breitbart News Tonight broadcasts live on Sirius XM Patriot Channel 125 weeknights from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern or 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter at @rkrajicek.